Okay, well, our title is... Oh, no, that's not it. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is unity. Romans 12, verses 3 to 8. Now, I know that the version that may be up there might be different, because this is from... Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'll read what I've got here. This is Romans 12, verses 3 to 8. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members don't all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body. And each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's in giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully. And then I'm just going to add verse 9 in the NLT, a different version, which says, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. I like that. And I was sort of thinking about this during the week until, and then yesterday, I think all my thoughts just were blown to pieces when I happened to read Psalm 133 in, this is NLT, and this is what Psalm 133 says. How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters live together in harmony. For harmony is as precious as the anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head and ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion. And there the Lord has pronounced his blessing, even life everlasting. And I read that and I thought, that's it. That's it. Harmony. That's what our title is all about. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is harmony or unity. In fact, I think NIV would be unity in Psalm 133. And just as that precious oil, and it was precious oil, God gave strict instructions how they were to make it. It had to be the best of this. It wasn't just cooking oil. It had to be, and it had only to be used for that specific purpose. And we too have that anointing. As Aaron had it for his job, we have it too. 1 John 2 verse 20 says, you... That's each one of us. We're anointed by the Holy One. Harmony means a lot to me. I did music at college and I learnt a lot about what fitted, what doesn't fit. I've not much time, I have to say, for modern classical music. It's discordant to me. The harmonies don't fit. They clash. I like harmony, and I shall never forget, I'm digressing, I shall never, never forget when I left college, this is over 50 years ago, I got into the Bach Choir. And the first rehearsal, we were meeting up in London, and there were, over 100 of us, and we were learning a new piece, and the conductor lifted up his hands, and it was just harmony. And I remember thinking, oh, it was shivers down your spine. And I thought, this is heaven. Because it was, I'd been used to where smaller choirs, where we people had to go through different parts, but he just lifted his hands, dum, and there was harmony. I'll never, that is a memory I will take to my grave, because that's what harmony is. So the two words in our reading that I want us to really take in are in Christ. It's only in Christ that we can, although we're many, we can form one body. That is the key. That's the key. Our union, our identification is in Jesus. And Paul reminds us again, we've been anointed. He then reminds us again in 1 Corinthians, you are the body of Christ. And his body, and as his body, we need to be one. We need harmony. We need unity. One of the doctors that was linked with leprosy mission, I think I've quoted from his books before, he wrote a very complicated book about the body. And as a doctor, he just could see the body of Christ, how that cells and sinews and bones and muscles all work together. Some are replaced, some multiply. And he just was amazed at the intricacy of the body. And he could liken it to the body of Christ. We're an intricate being as the church of God. And also another commentary says, if I stub my toe, my knee works because it comes up instantly. My hand works. My mouth will probably work, probably say, ouch. But that's what we do. And the pain can be felt. That's the body. One hurts, we all just gather around. That's what the body actually does. But we also need the gifts that are mentioned in verses 6 to 8. Different gifts. And I love this list, because it's not a scary list at all. It's prophesying, a gift of prophecy. Yes, some people have that. Use it. It might just be serving. Praise God for the people who serve us, who serve us with coffee, who clean. They're just as important. I remember our little group, Helen, we were talking one week, weren't we, about, we would probably think, right, okay, let's do a sort of map, I don't know what you call them, chart of the people in church. And at the top you'd have Dan, then you'd have Niku, church wardens, youth people, helpers. But no, we decided in the end it's just one long sheet of paper and we're all equal. It's just one name next to next to next to next to next to next to. There is no hierarchy. And I love the encouragement. We've been reading Acts, and the encouragers, that's important. The ones who comfort, the ones who give. It says give. And that's just writing a check or giving money. That's a gift. We all need it. But let's look at the Godhead, because the Godhead is something that works in perfect harmony. And I've got three D's: delight, diversity, and dependency. Well, first of all, delight or love. And God's love, just, God is love, we're told. He just is love. And his love is shown through the three people of the Trinity, which works in unity. They delight in each other. When Jesus came to earth, the voice said, here's my servant whom I've chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. And Jesus said, Father, you loved me before the creation of the world. There's love in the Trinity, in the God and the Jesus and the Holy Spirit. God is love. Jesus actually showed that love. And do you know, just reading scripture, Kate said this morning, just let it let just a little verse, let it sink in. And this morning I thought, he took, because we have a very strong sense of right and wrong, and if you do wrong, punishment. Children at school do that. They sort of know if they've done wrong that they get their something will probably happen, but nothing happens. Nothing happens. We just say, "Oh Jesus, I'm so sorry," and because he took it, he took the punishment. So Jesus actually showed us love, and the Spirit just gives us that love that we can give out to others. So they delight. And do we delight in each other? Do we delight in every member of the fellowship? Do we? Are the people that we might perhaps prefer not to... Are we like that? I think I have been at times. Are we delighted? Do we love each other? And Jesus, before his crucifixion, said a new command. It's not just try and love one another. It's a command: love one another as I've loved you. Now, how did he love? Well, this was just before his crucifixion. He was going to show his love by going to the cross. As I've loved you, so you must love each other. The Roman theologian Tertullian said, look how those Christians love one another. They would even be prepared to die for one another, because if you didn't like people, you would kill them. And you're more likely to kill them than love them and die for them. So even he noticed with the Christians, look how they love one another. But also, we sung, didn't we? We delight in our first song. We delight in you. God delights in us. I love that word. He delights in us. Do we delight in him? Secondly, diversity. Well, we're back to the Godhead, the Trinity, and it's this community, there's communication, there's cooperation, but each member still has its own role. God is our Heavenly Father, the God and Father of us all. He created, he was there, he created the world. He's going to judge the earth. God holds, he keeps everything going. He holds the whole earth. We sing, he's got the whole world in his hands. And we might say, oh, that's just a children. Yeah, it's true. He's got the whole world in his hands. He keeps it going as it is. He keeps everything in its proper place. Then Jesus is his son. Jesus is the Son of God. He made God known. The Bible says this one and only Son has made him known. And Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen God. He's making God known. He also said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He's the way to God. He's the Saviour. He's the Saviour of the world. He went to the cross. And then God, the Holy Spirit, is our guide, our teacher. Jesus said the Holy Spirit will remind you of everything I said. So they've each got their jobs. And we at Holy Trinity Richmond all have our little jobs. Some might seem big, some might seem up front, but it's no more important than every other job. Everything is important. And that's why at the beginning of the passage, Paul points out, don't think you're too highly of yourself. Think as you ought. But if your job is just cleaning the loos, that's great. That's great. Don't think of ourselves too highly. It's very easy to get proud and think, oh, I should be doing a better job than this. No, don't. Mustn't get ideas above our own abilities. We need each other. And then, in a way, leading on from that, we need each other. The Trinity, they are dependent on each other. The Son can do nothing by himself. That's what Jesus said. Only what he sees his Father doing. Because what the Father does, the Son does. So there's a dependency. The Son depends on the Father. And the Spirit didn't come until Jesus went back to heaven. So they all have their dependency on each other. And we need each other. Martin Lloyd-Jones, in his Joy Unspeakable, his book about the Spirit, says the best way to get the gifts is to seek the love of the Lord. We all need our different gifts. And if we're going to be in harmony with each other, the first thing we must do is to seek the love of the Lord. His love to yours in you. So seek his love and his love in us. And he will give us the love we need. And Paul again says, now it's God who makes both us and you stand firm. And we're told again, he anointed us and put his Spirit in his hearts. That's what we need. We need the Spirit of God. We need the whole Godhead. We need God the Father. We need Jesus, the Son, our Saviour. And we need the Holy Spirit in us with the gifts that he brings to us. Martin Lloyd-Jones again said, be filled with love to him and then you'll get your gifts. It's love we need. If love is flowing out from us, if God's love flows out for us, we will not avoid certain people. It'll be God's love flowing through us as we are with one another, as we work as a body, as we exercise our different gifts. It's all of God and his love in us. Jesus prayed that we would be one as he and the Father are one. I'm just going to read it and then I'm going to finish. My prayer isn't for them alone. I pray for all those who will believe in me, that all of them may be one, Father. Just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I've given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you loved me. And I really feel we want this. We need it if we're going to. We want people to see that we're not just a group of people all getting together. We are the body of Christ. We are doing the things. When Jesus was on earth, he had a body. He was able to touch and do things and wash disciples' feet and preach. And he'd go off into a solitary place. Yes, when he was on earth, he could do all these things. But now he's gone, returned to his Father. We are his body. We are the ones who can talk and pray with people and wash people's feet and do the menial tasks and touch people and, most importantly, love them. So we're all different. We all have different gifts. Let's ask for love. And then if we don't know what our gift is, God will show it. God will make it clear to us. And he works through our own desires. I can remember I used to say, I was dead scared that God was going to call me to be a missionary. And I didn't want to be a missionary. I didn't want to go. I did I didn't want to go. And my aunt, who was had been a missionary in Nepal for many, many years, she asked me if I'd like to go out to Nepal. I don't want to be a missionary. I don't want to be... Oh, well, then she said, God wouldn't want you anyway. And it came over as very sort of... But that's right. God gives us the desire. And that's the thing. He will give us the desire if we're close to him, if we're in unity with the Spirit of God, he will give us the desire to do what he wants us to do so that we can function as a church, as the body of Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are here. And thank you that each one of us has a very important role to play. Every job is important, whether it's just listening to someone, whether it's encouraging someone, whether it's praying for someone, whether it's washing up for someone, whatever it is, may we be Jesus' body, filled with his Spirit, filled with his love, so that people can see love and people can feel love. Thank you, Father. Amen.